It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Cut that black cigar right out of Pete's mouth. Yeah, it's bad news right there. Big boy Pete. I love that. He pulls up in a Cadillac. He gets out. He's got a Stetson hat and a pair of cowboy boots. Those are the Olympics. One of the coolest songs they ever did. They had a whole bunch of... For a while, they had a real string of hits going on. And I think I've got most of them in the mix today. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. That was Big Boy Pete by the Olympics. And quite a story to be told, eh? That reminds me of a comedian named Joe E. Brown. I never caught his act, but he was a big shot. I mean, he did some Vegas stuff, but he was in Chicago, and he was playing a club called the Green Mill. Now, the Green Mill, I've been there too many times to count. My lovely wife's been there several times with me. It's Al Capone's old place. Al Capone was the main owner back in the day, but his partner was a guy named Machine Gun McGurn. Yeah. Anyway, Joey Brown was playing that place, and they were paying him at the time. This is back in the 20s, paying him $600 a week. I think it was a week. Whatever it was, $600. And he said he wanted to quit because he got a better offer at another club across town. And they said, well, no, you work for us. You're not quitting. And he was stupid enough to quit, and he went across town. Well, they didn't think much of it for a week or two or three or whatever. And then all of a sudden, one day, a couple guys showed up, and they slashed Joey Brown's throat from ear to ear, and slashed his face all up, took him out of business for a while. He lived, he survived, he came back, and he should have just negotiated for another raise at his Green Mill gig. This was all part of Dangerous Rhythms, I'm telling you about. And a lot of music guys went through the same thing, but they didn't get slashed. They took the hint. But yeah, that Big Boy Pete song reminds me of that. I'll tell you, you'll never listen to music again the same way if you read Dangerous Rhythms. I don't own stock. I promise I don't own stock. What else is going on out there? Oh, I'm looking at these hot dogs I just posted. They're solid carbon. You ever had that happen, leave your hot dog on too long? I'm talking your hot dog, your grill. Yeah. Anyway, they turned total carbon black. I had one of those the other night. Barbecue Ken did it on purpose. Ken X, he's always the official barbecue artist at any conservative confab. He's really good. But anyway, he said, do you want one of the burnt ones or one of the regular ones? I said, give me one of both. But yeah, pretty much solid carbon all the way down. Now, I posted something. I didn't post this one, actually. But there's a thing going around right now. It's a PragerU. Dennis Prager put up. It's called Founding Fathers Videos. Actually, I did post it. Posted on Facebook, and you got to see this. I'd say hand in hand with the thing I played on Wednesday, which was Paul Harvey talking about the forefathers and how the things they went through, the sacrifices they made, the suffering they had to go through. One guy's house burned to the ground, wife and daughter raped and killed. Poverty for the rest of his life, all because he signed the Declaration of Independence. But this goes right along with it, and that's typical Dennis Prager, killer stuff. Let's see. Allow me to wiggle my mouse. Let's see. What's next here? Yeah, here we go. You're on the edge. It's all turn. Oops, hang on. I got to shut everything down before I do this. Keep in mind, by the way, when you hear the term Lala in here, that's a term for a prostitute. Hey, you're on the edge.
Hey! I want to know.
What?
Tell me.
Who's got the Lala? I don't know. Who's got the Lala? I don't know. Who's got the Lala? I don't know. But I know it was a 44. Whoever shot behind that door. Yeah.
yes, I just love the skin tight organization, playing arrangement and lyric in that tune. That's what's his name there? Brad Marino. And hey girl, you're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Thank you for swinging on by. I was last night chatting with a pal of mine on the phone. It was Alma X. We were texting, and Alma, if you're listening over, I was telling you about how great Culver's is. Culver's is a great burger joint, right? What time was it? I want to say maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And I was raving about Culver's burgers, and they're good. So, and she said, I'll have to get you, what is it, In-N-Out burger. Yeah, we don't have those here. I want that. But anyway, I went to Culver's after. I had the most nightmarish experience I've had at a burger joint, and I don't know how long. It was just a what do they call it, a symphony of errors or whatever. Anyway, the kid, first of all, that was 12 years old that took my order, I could just tell he didn't know what he was doing. He had no idea. So I ordered a double cheeseburger with Swiss, bacon, and grilled onions. And I said, give me a small order of fries and a small order of onion rings. So they bring it to your table, right? I was going to get it to go with it. I'll eat it here. So he brings it to the table, and he's got lettuce and tomato on a burger that has no cheese on it. And I said, that's not my order. And I said, he left out the fries and the onion rings. He had no idea what was going on. You could tell he's just so. Then he says, let me take your order on my phone. I said, okay. So I read the whole order back to him. He goes away. 15 minutes later, he comes back. He's got he had no bacon on it, and I think he still had tomato and lettuce. I said, that's not my order. Go back and get it right. Well, the manager comes over. She's apologizing profusely. She got the order right. But I said, you know, that kid, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's obvious. He's not skilled on any level. And she said, I know. We can't get anybody to work here that knows what's going on. I get it. I totally get it. But, man, America is falling apart, Jack. Totally falling apart. I probably just got the one bad guy. Yeah. Seemed like a very nice young man, but not that I give a damn one way or the other about him and his life. But when you're on the job, you're on the frickin' job. If you can't do the job, get out. You shouldn't be there in the first place. Don't have sympathy on these people. But I also understand that the employers are 100% strapped over a barrel by this because they can't find help. And X says, In-Out burgers get two thumbs up. Well, two thumbs down, really? Everything I've heard, they're outstanding. You know who else has fabulous burgers? Is Smash Burgers in Texas. Now, they're throughout other southern states as well, but Smash Burgers are really cool. Oh, man, it's like otherworldly. It's like they're the Melania Trump of hamburgers, if you can imagine that. Really good stuff. I think it's time for me to quit fooling around here and making myself hungry, wondering what the hell am I going to do when I get out of here tonight. I ain't going back to Culver's, that's for sure. Let's see. Yeah, it's time for me to say you're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Now I'd hurt to love someone. Thought when they don't love you. Now I'd hurt to love someone. Lord, when they don't love you. They'll give you trouble. They'll use your soul. And when they're finished, they'll leave you in the cold. That's why it hurts when you love someone that don't love you. I give you all my loving and all my money and all my time. I give you all my loving and all my money and all my time. She made me weep and she made me moan. You made me leave, Lord, my happy home. That's why it hurts
that don't love you. Now I'm learning my lesson, and I ain't gonna fall in love no more. Good. I done everything, Lord, in this world I could. That's why it hurts to love someone that don't love you.
I got a nice apartment, got a window with a view. I get up every morning and I go down to the pool. Everybody's pretty. Everybody's nice. Everybody's got a little something on ice. I never go swimming, cause that ain't cool. But every day you're gonna find me hanging round the pool. Poolside, baby, laying in the sun with my dark sunglasses and the radio on. Then it'll change now, degrees down, turn it round, let it in 103. I'll be poolside. Places got a novel in a face. You know they didn't come here to read. Now they looking for a man with a dark suntan. And every now and then I catch a look in the feet. I got a little white styrofoam cooler. I got an ice cold beer in my hand. You know I really got it made. Nobody puts me in the shade. I got a full-time job working in the tan. Poolside, baby, laying in the sun with my dark sunglasses and the radio on. Chase loud, squeezed out, turn it round, let it hit 103. I'll be poolside if you're looking for me. Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm luxuriating now. Oh, it's too good. Now it's a wonderful world we live in. Just a few basic common sense rules. No running, no pushing. No real vanity and no dogs. No dogs. And no dogs. And no dogs. And poolside. Laying in the sun. With my dark sunglasses. And the radio on. Sitting in the chase lounge. Greased out. Dirty brown. Let it in 103. I'll be poolside. Strictly on the cold side. If you're looking for me, I'll be poolside, strictly on the cool side. Baby, I'll be poolside, if you're looking for me. I'll be poolside, if you're looking for me.
Greased down, turning brown. Yeah, that used to be me way back when. I gave that up. That's a Webb Wilder and Poolside. It was only, let's see, it's been maybe 5 years back. I just stopped doing it. I looked like one of the Pointer Sisters. I actually prided myself on turning a fine Corinthian leather. I'd lay out in the sun and just get burnt. And even if I had to be somewhere in the afternoon, I'd do it in the morning or vice versa. I don't do it anymore. Not a health thing. No, I'm not afraid of it. I ain't afraid of the sun, but I'm flaunting my white privilege. I put a couple of pictures up of this Matmatic fundraiser the other night, and I look pretty white. That's a white guy. Yeah, it's on Theron Exington. I don't care. I just don't give a damn, man. I'm not going to go out there and turn tan. It's too much work, and you got to sweat. You know, part of what used to make it easy to do was if you drink. You know, you'd be out there with a cold beer or whatever, margarita, and you just time yourself out through something like that, how long it takes you to get through your margarita, flip over. Now, an official tan, a real tan, you're not doing it a lot of time. Some people think you are, but you're going to have to go through a level of burn. I'm sorry, I know people, oh, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. You're going to have to go through a level of burn. The most burn I've ever been, I almost died. It was on the Riviera in France. Hang on a second. I just realized something. All right. I've got to do a little math here. Hang on. I'm swinging it around the y-axis. Let me take it around the x-axis here. Let's see. 46. Okay. 43. 20. I think that'll do it. Yeah, we'll see. I forgot to time out the next song. When I do that, it sucks because I get dead air. Then I have to start a second song, which is cool, but whatever. Yeah, we were in the south of France. This was it was 100 years ago. I was up with my, at that time, girlfriend. And we decided to get, we were whiter than white. We'd come down through France. It was a long, twisted trip through Europe. And so we got down there, and we thought, we better get out here and get some sun, but we can't go out in the mid part of the day because we'll literally wind up in a hospital. Well, we decided, let's go out at 11 in the morning. And we did. I wound up looking like a lobster and couldn't move. I mean, it was in excruciating pain. She wound up in the hospital. This was in Saint-Tropez. She wound up in a hospital. And I'm not making this up. In Saint-Tropez, which I think is the home of Brigitte Bardot, it was for a long time. But anyway, all the orderlies looked like Jean-Paul Belmondo. No lie. She actually said that. And they had champagne on the menu. On the menu. A lot of rich people there in the hospital. Do you have champagne on the menu here at the U of M? No. But, yeah, the sun, it was. I think we were out there for, like, maybe 2 hours, which was stupid. But we figured out, you know, we'll get a blast of an initial burn. We'll be able to handle it. Oh, sun poisoning. So it took us about 3 days to be able to move. She got to the hospital. She stayed overnight. But we got the best tans we've ever had in our lives. I looked like a piece of mahogany. So did she. Looked good on her, too, as I recall. I'm not worried about the sun. I mean, there's skin cancer. I know. And I'm not making light of that. But I've never really thought about it. And I guess it's cumulative. So who knows? All those times I spent rolling around in the sun. You know, it used to be fun back in the day. I'm talking in the day, like in the 60s and 70s. You'd go to the beaches around here. Maybe people are still doing that. One of the best ones was Silver Lake. The party was on also at Kensington. I think Kensington now, you got a lot of people out there in umbrella covers with slits for eyes, I think. I'm pretty sure. They sit back off to the side, and then their men go out in bathing suits and get tan. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. That's what I hear. I hear that's very popular out there. And they have alligator warnings now. They got a sign up. Somebody spotted an alligator in, was it Kensington? On Kensington Beach. Some idiot had turned an alligator loose in the water, thinking, I got to get rid of this. I can't keep it. I'll turn it wild. I'll turn it loose. What? There's a special place in hell for people like that? Yeah. It's right next to the place in hell, which is truly a special place for people that do not take their cart back to the cart corral. They are going to be, it's going to be truly amazing to watch them tortured in hell, if you get a chance to watch it. I think there's a closed circuit television portion of heaven where they'll let you watch that, but you got to get into heaven first. I think, I don't know. I like to congratulate people that take their cart back. I did that twice yesterday morning. I was at Kroger and I did that twice. Yeah, they were open on 4th of July. I said, thank you for returning your cart to the cart corral. The guy laughed. I said, you know, it's good citizenship. And he said, I know a lot of people don't do it. And that's when I told him, I said, there's a special place in hell for people that don't do that. So that's true. Let's see. It's time for me, to wiggle my mouse. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby,
some staying is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen.
Thank you, Olympics. Yet more Olympics. One of the coolest rock and roll bands ever. And peanut butter, obviously, right there. I like that. There's a food going around. It's a sticky, sticky goo. You know, I love peanut butter. When you, back in the day, back when we used to know how to do stuff, when you got out of the house, like let's say you're 18, you're going to get your own place. We used to do that way back when. You'd live on peanut butter. You get yourself a couple jars of peanut butter and a big-ass loaf of white bread, and that's as good as it got sometimes. And, of course, you had to have money to hit the bars every now and then, but you get the point. It will sustain you, and that used to be good enough. If you were high-toned, you'd get some Velveeta cheese, too. You'd get Velveeta cheese, a little peanut butter. Speaking of peanut butter, I have a couple of peanut butter recipes for you that I doubt you've ever heard of. Have you ever had peanut butter with French's mustard, none of that high-tone mustard. Get the French's mustard and on white bread. Peanut butter on one side, French's mustard on the other, on white bread. You're welcome. Also, peanut butter with lettuce on bread and peanut butter with mayonnaise. There are three peanut butter recipes for you right there. So you're young and struggling in your own apartment for the first time. I just gave you some really, really economical and cheap recipes. Follow me for more lifestyle hints and tips. Theodore next year on the Edge. Thanks for swinging on by. I'm looking at, what you call it here, Babylon Bee has Joe's schedule. Let's see. His Babylon Bee has obtained Biden's official 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily work schedule. And I'm not going to get deep into it, but it says here, these are what, 8 excuses the White House has given to using, I'm going to have to post these on Facebook, but 8 excuses the White House has given using to explain Biden's poor debate performance. They're trying to think of why was he so bad? Well, he already had put a tough 2-hour work day in. He was exhausted. Number 2, his earpiece malfunctioned. It was his earpiece. Number 3, the sun got in his eyes. Oh, yeah, well, that definitely. No one told him there was a debate until a mere 6 months ago. Oh, man, that there you go. He didn't have time. Number 5, he had to debate a convicted felon. Oh, you can't keep up with that. He's lucky he didn't get jail tattoos. We'll get to the rest of these at some point. I'm getting all choked up here on these. Let's see. I think it's time for me to play the next song. Sure enough, it is. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Neighborhood.